Rogers Radio Show. Yes, folks, it's the Roy Rogers Radio Show for the whole family. Adventure, suspense, mystery, and music. Starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, and an all-star cast. And now, here to greet you with a song and a story are Roy and Dale.
Washington, the fairest city in the greatest land of all.
Well, good evening, folks. Greetings again to the whole family. It's really a shame that every American can't visit the nation's capital city. Somehow, seeing the government buildings where our laws are made and the memorial statues honoring some of our greatest Americans, well, it does something to you. It gives you a feeling of pride and makes you glad to be an American citizen. A while back, Dale and Pat and I went to Washington for a personal appearance, and while we were there, a very strange thing happened. Pat and I were in our hotel room waiting for Dale so we could go sightseeing, and...
Boy, I don't know why we have to go sightseeing. I can see practically the whole city from here with these binoculars.
It sure is a good view, isn't it?
Well, I'll say. Hey, Roy, see those two reddish-brown towers over there?
Where? Oh, yeah?
I bet you don't know what that is.
Okay, what is it?
That's the Smithsonian, or the Zunium.
You mean the Smithsonian Institute.
Yeah, that's what it is. Says so right here in this guidebook. And you know what?
What?
They got every American stamp that was ever printed over there. Well, boy, I sure want to see that. You know I'm a fool lateness, or a field tattletale, or I collect stamps.
Since when?
Since Christmas. I got a book of them for a present.
Come in.
Hi, Roy.
Oh,
hi. Pat.
Hi.
All set?
Yep, ready to go.
Oh, say, this package was in your mailbox downstairs in the lobby.
What is it?
It's wrapped like a book.
Open it up, will you, Pat?
Sure.
Well, what should we take in today?
Well, I want to see the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial and the...
Roy?
Yes?
These stamps on the package.
What about them?
They're 8-cent Statue of Liberty.
So?
Yeah, but look at the statue. It's upside down.
Something I can show you in the way of our stamp. Aren't you Roy Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a real pleasure, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you. This is Dale Evans and Pat Brady.
How do you do? How do you do? Delighted. Taking a little sightseeing tour?
Yes, we are.
Well, nice of you to take an interest in our department. Were you looking for any special series or year?
Well, as a matter of fact, we were. We'd like to see a copy of the 8-cent Statue of Liberty.
Certainly, that's right over here.
No, we don't mean that one. We mean the one with the statue printed upside down.
Upside down?
That's right.
Well, I don't blame you. I'd like to see one of those myself. There's no such stamp, Mr. Brady. It doesn't exist.
Go on in. Pat, get the paper the book was wrapped in. See if there's a return address.
Okay.
Here's the book, Roy.
Six biographies of famous living Americans by Avery Wharton.
There's an inscription inside.
Dear Mr. Rogers, please accept the first edition of my book. You will find your own biography beginning on page 12. Signed, Avery Wharton.
Here's the wrapping paper, Roy. The return address is Avery Wharton, Wharton Manor. 415 Elm Street, Georgetown. Georgetown? Hey, ain't that the hoity-toity section where all them multi-millionaires live?
It's a very fine suburb of Washington, Pat.
Pat, give me the phone book, please.
Phone book? Okay.
What are you going to do, Roy?
Well, these two inverted Liberty stamps were on a package mailed by this Mr. Wharton. Rightfully, it seems to me that the stamps belong to him.
Belong to him? Oh, Roy. Why do they belong to him? He mailed the package to you. You got as much right to him as he has.
All right, Pat. Don't get excited. You got the phone book?
Yeah, here it is.
He must have an unlisted number. He's not in the phone book. Okay, let's go.
Go? Where?
To 415 Elm Street in Georgetown. We can't talk to Mr. Wharton on the phone, so it looks like we'll have to pay him a visit.
Sit down, Mr. Rogers, Miss Evans, Mr. Brady. This is a great pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you caught me at home. I seldom am, you know. I hardly expected that my little book would gain me a personal audience with you. I don't mind telling you, I enjoyed working on your biography more than anyone else in the book. You've had a fabulous life, Rogers, just fabulous.
Well, it has been interesting.
Yes, that's the key to a happy life, Rogers. Not money or prestige or position or power, just interests. Things to be interested in. Things you can get excited about. That's why I write books for a hobby and collect stamps.
Oh, you're a stamp collector?
I have one of the finest collections in the world.
I see. Well, do you happen to have two copies of an 8-cent Liberty stamp with the statue upside down?
Upside down? Oh, nonsense, Mr. Rogers. No such error was ever made.
Well, there may not be a record of it, Mr. Wharton, but take a look at these.
Hmm? Good heavens, it is. It's an inverted Liberty. Mr. Rogers, where did you get these?
They were used as postage on a book you sent me.
Postage? Oh, but that's impossible.
Yeah, they'd have never noticed it if I hadn't seen it. You see, I'm a filatelist, or a philatelist.
Excuse me. Nancy!
Yes, Uncle Avery?
Come here a moment, please. If my memory serves me, the book was mailed by my niece. Perhaps she can tell
us. Yes, Uncle Avery. Oh, I didn't know you had visitors. Mr. Rogers, isn't it? And Dale Evans and Pat Brady. Well, this is a surprise. How do you do?
How do you know?
Nancy.
Yes?
Do you remember my giving you a copy of my book to mail to Mr. Rogers?
Why, yes. It was yesterday, wasn't it? I took it with me on my date with Joel. Oh, my goodness.
What is it, Miss Wharton?
Oh, Uncle, I'm terribly sorry. I forgot all about it. I must have left it in Joel's car.
You mean to say you didn't mail it?
Well, we went to the country club, and you know how Joel is. He doesn't like that swank crowd. He always says he feels out of place.
Yes. So you left the package in his car.
Well, I must have.
Now, this is important, Nancy. Try to remember. Did you put stamps on the package before you went to the club?
Stamps? Oh, well, as a matter of fact, no. I never bother with stamps when I'm with Joel. He's a guide in the government printing department, Mr. Rogers. He buys stamps by the book, and whenever I have any mail,
Nancy,
I
Nancy,
just...
please stop chattering and pay attention. Are you absolutely positive that Joel put the stamps on the package?
Oh, you mean Joel mailed the package?
Yes, ma'am.
He used these for postage.
2 8-cent stamps. What's so surprising about that? The book probably...
Never mind. You can run along now.
I'm sorry about forgetting to mail the package, Uncle. I guess everybody's right. Since Joel and I became engaged, I'm just kind of off on cloud 9 somewhere. I'd like you to meet him, Miss Evans. He's really a wonderful man. Of course, he isn't rich, and he wouldn't ask me for a long time. You know how it is with men, pride. He said everyone would say he was marrying me for my...
All right, Nancy. These people are not interested in hearing your life story.
On the contrary, Mr. Wharton, I know how Nancy feels, and I'm so glad you found your future husband, Miss Wharton, and we hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you. Well, nice to have met all of you. See you later, Uncle. Bye.
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 Well, Mr. Rogers, this begins to make a little sense.
Does it?
Although how that scatterbrained young idiot could have made a mistake like this, I'll never know.
I don't think I follow you, Mr. Wharton. What exactly happened?
Well, it's perfectly obvious that Joel Potter came into possession of two of the greatest rarities in stamp annals. And then the young fool accidentally used them as postage. I can't understand it. He's a guide in the printing bureau. His father is a government printer. He makes stamps. He'd know the value.
Joel Potter's father prints stamps?
Yes, he... Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand.
So do I, Mr. Wharton. I think this is a matter for the Treasury Department.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir?
These inverted liberties, they've been canceled, so they're of no further use to anyone except a collector. I suppose they're yours by right of possession.
I'm not sure, Mr. Wharton. It depends on what the Treasury men say. They may be government property.
Oh, nonsense. What would the government want with them? Why not sell them to me?
I can't do that, Mr. Wharton. Not until I've had a talk
with Mr. Rogers, I'll give you $50,000 apiece for them. $100,000.
Dale, it's no fun going sightseeing without Roy.
I know, Pat, but Roy went to see the treasury man. He'll meet us here in the Capitol building as soon as he's through. Have you got your guidebook with you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, here it is.
How high does it say the Capitol Dome is?
Capitol Dome. Just a second and I'll look it up. Yeah, here it is. Capitol Dome, 288 feet high.
Oh, it certainly is a magnificent sight.
The dome of the Capitol is unusual in several respects. It contains extraordinary acoustical properties. Standing directly under the dome itself, it is possible to hear even the slightest whisper of a person many feet away in the other part of the foyer?
Foyer.
You suppose that's so, Dale?
It must be, Pat, if it says so.
Say, Dale.
Yeah?
How come Roy didn't want to sell those inverted Liberty stamps to Mr. Wharton?
Well, in the first place, Roy isn't sure they belong to him. And in the second place, suppose they're forgeries.
Forgeries?
Sure. Stamp collecting is a big business, Pat. What if someone has deliberately forged a stamp and made it look like a genuine error? He could get a fortune for it.
Yeah, $50,000 a stamp.
But they're not.
Roy says they ain't forgeries.
What?
I said Roy says they ain't... I could have sworn I heard Roy say something.
I did, Pat. I said they're unforgeries.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Roy! Where are you?
Over here, Pat.
Over where?
There he is, Pat. On the other side of the room. Come on.
Well, what do you know? Whispering clear on the other side of the room and... Hey, Roy, the book is right. You sure were a cow sackle.
Could you hear me whispering?
Just like you were standing right next to it.
That's a remarkable effect, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is spooky.
What did the treasury man have to say?
The stamps are genuine. They were printed in the government office. The question is, why wasn't the error reported, and how did they get into Joel Potter's hands?
You mean if a mistake is made in a stamp, it has to be reported?
Immediately, Pat. And in most cases, the stamp or stamps are destroyed.
So what now?
Well, the treasury men are starting an investigation. They'll probably call Joel Potter and his father in for questioning.
His father?
Yes. Joel Potter's father was in charge of the machine that made the error in the stamps.
I see. Poor Nancy. I hope Joel doesn't get into trouble on account of this.
He's in trouble right now, Dale. Plenty of trouble.
What time did the treasury man say he'd call, Roy?
About 6 o'clock. I told him we'd be back here at the hotel by then.
It's almost 6 now.
Roy!
Jumping catfish, would you look at this roof?
Somebody's torn it to pieces.
Yeah. Whoever it was might have saved themselves a lot of trouble. I took the stamps with me.
Oh. What's that?
Sounds like somebody in the closet.
Oh, Mr. Wharton.
He sounds hurt, Roy. Mr. Wharton. Mr. Wharton, are you all right?
Oh, Miss Evans, Mr. Rogers.
Don't try to sit up. Hey, that's a nasty bump you have on your head. What happened?
I decided to call on you. Renew my offer for those stamps. I knocked on the door. Voice said, come in, naturally. Ooh, my head.
Now, take it easy.
Well, I thought it was you, of course, so I opened the door and came in. That's all I remember.
You must have surprised whoever was searching the room, Roy.
Yeah. Well, that's probably Mr. McDougal, the treasury man. I'll get it. Get Mr. Wharton a cold towel for his head, Pat.
Okay.
Hello? Yes? Really? I see. Yes, sure. I'll go there right away. Yes, I have the stamps. What's the address again? 1229 J Street, room 217. Okay, sure. I understand. I'll see what I can find out. Bye.
What is it, Roy?
The Treasury Department thinks that old man Potter printed more of these inverted liberties. They want me to see what I can find out. I'm going over there now.
Who is it?
It's Roy Rogers, Mr. Potter. May I come in?
Who?
Roy Rogers. Can I see you for a minute?
Why, yes, I guess so. Come in.
Thank you. Hey, looks like you and I had the same visitor.
Huh?
Your room, it's been ransacked.
Oh, yes, I found it this way when I came home from work today.
Burglars?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
What were they looking for, Mr. Potter?
Well, I really don't know. I'm not a rich man. I don't keep any large amounts of money in my room. I really can't say what they were trying to...
Oh, would it be some more copies of these, Mr. Potter?
Oh. The inverted liberties. The other two copies. Where did you get them?
Mr. Potter, the important question is, where did you get them?
Well, I printed them by mistake.
By mistake? Are you sure?
Yes, yes, I swear. It was a mistake.
Well, why didn't you report it like you were supposed to?
Well, you see, Mr. Rogers, I have a son.
Yes, I know.
You do? You know Joe?
I've never met him, but, well, I've heard about him. He's engaged to Nancy Wharton, isn't he?
Well, yes. That's why I decided to keep the stamps and sell them. I wanted him to be able to stand on his own with Nancy. He was going to call off the marriage because he said he couldn't afford her and he wouldn't live off of her money.
But Nancy loves him. She was willing to live on what he makes.
That's what she says now. But Joel didn't believe her. And then when the mistake occurred in the printing press and I saw the inverted statue, I realized that I had a fortune in my hands. I put them in my pocket. I corrected the mistake in the machine and, well, I didn't report the error.
I see. But how did your son get two of them?
My son?
Yes. He used them for postage on a package that I received.
Postage? Oh, no.
How could he have gotten them, Mr. Potter?
Well, we live here together, my son and I, and I suppose he had something to mail, and he just looked in my pocket and found them. He often does that. I carry stamps with me all the time.
You mean to say you just put the inverted liberties in your coat pocket and left them there?
Well, they were as safe in my pocket as anywhere, Mr. Rogers. I didn't want to attract attention to myself by putting them into a vault or trying to hide them. Well, that is, not until I discovered that two of them were missing.
And then you hid the others?
Yes.
Where?
In the back of that picture frame over there.
Okay, Mr. Potter. I'll get them. Then we'll go down to the Treasury Department and explain what happened.
I don't think you will, Mr. Rogers.
What? Just stand where you are, both of you.
Mr. Wharton, what are you doing here?
I came to get the stamps, Mr. Rogers. I'm not stupid, you know. I'm aware that Joel's father prints stamps. When I heard Nancy's story, I knew that Joel probably got the stamps by accident from his father. I reasoned that there were more than two copies. The presses can't be stopped that fast. I want all of the copies, Mr. Rogers, all of them. I'm going to own the greatest philatelic rarity in the world. That's why I searched this apartment and your room. Fortunately, I didn't look behind the picture frame, and you had your copies with you.
But you said that you were...
I know. You surprised me by returning too soon, so I hit myself over the head and went into the closet. And now, Mr. Rogers, if you'll kindly take that cord from the curtains and tie Mr. Potter up.
But, Mr. Wharton...
Do as I say. I'm going to have those stamps, and no one is going to be the wiser. Now, get the cord.
Okay. Don't get itchy with that gun. You don't want a killing on your hands, do you?
Oh, certainly not, Mr. Rogers. All I want are the stamps, and I'm going to have them. Once I've got them, no one will ever see them again. No one will be able to prove that they even exist. They'll be hidden safely away where no one will find them. Now, hurry with that drapery cord, Mr. Rogers, and stop stalling.
Mr. Wharton, you're a millionaire. Why are you doing this?
You don't understand, do you? No, I don't suppose you would. No one but a stamp collector could understand. You remember, Mr. Rogers, I spoke of interests. Well, stamps are mine. I love them. They're my very life. They're like a fine Stradivarius to a violinist.
But no one will ever see them if you steal them like this and hide them away.
That's not important, Mr. Rogers. The important thing is that I will own them. I will own the only copies of the greatest stamp in the world.
I see. Okay, Mr. Wharton. I guess I can understand how you feel. It's too bad, but you leave me no other choice except... Grab his gun, Mr. Potter.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Mr. Wharton. Just hold still and you won't get hurt.
You know, Mr. Rogers, this is the first time I ever saw anyone make a lasso out of a drapery cord.
Well, there it is, Pap. This is where the government makes all of our money.
Wow. Would you look at all that beautiful green lettuce.
Roy?
Yes?
What'll happen to Mr. Wharton and Mr. Potter?
I don't know about Mr. Potter, Dale. That's up to the Treasury Department. Mr. Wharton's case on attempted theft comes up for trial next week. The jury will decide what happens to him.
Roy! Dale!
Yes, Pat?
What is it? That $1 bill that just came off the press.
What about it?
Well, look. Don't you see? George Washington's head. It's on backwards.
And, folks, that's the story of an incident that happened to us in the capital city of the nation, Washington, D.C.
Washington, the fairest city in the greatest land of all. Named for one, our country's father, who first answered freedom's call.
God bless our White House, our capital too, and keep ever flying the red, white, and blue.
Grandest spot beneath the sun is Washington.
Washington, the land of memories of the great men of the past. Jefferson and Patrick Henry, who for liberty stood fast. Oh, Stonewall Jackson and Franklin and Clay all march side by side through our memories today. Give us strength to carry on for Washington.
Bring a lot of joy each spring, and the statue of Abe Lincoln greets your eyes. When parade pass in review down Pennsylvania Avenue, all the people lift their voices to the sky. Washington, the good Lord keep you with your banner high unfurled. Washington, the light of freedom, let it shine throughout the world. How grand is our life in the land of the free. Freedom's hope beneath the sun is Washington, Washington, Washington.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.